So how much different is this offseason than the last?
A lot more laid back. Last year was pretty intense. And it wasn't so much that it was intense because of not knowing what to do. It was knowing what we were doing and just getting it all together and trying to figure it out, getting it into the playbook, getting the game plan together, trying to figure out who we were as an offense, trying to figure out who the players are. But it was a fun process, and now it's more laid back. We get to enjoy it. Obviously, there's still a lot of work going on, but the thing is now we know who we are. We know what we need to do moving forward.
Jamal took it to another level last season. What are your thoughts on his performance from 2013?
You know what? I thought he had a real good season. I mean, it was fun working with him, obviously. Always knew he can run the ball. But having that opportunity to work with him and watching the things that he did, obviously he had a tremendous year. He ran the ball very well. He did an outstanding job of catching the ball. And more than anything, I love the way he did a great job in pass protection. But there's so many things that he can improve upon. I think he can be so much better. So am I excited about the things that he's done? Yes, I am. I'm even more excited moving forward because we can get much better.
How would you describe Jamal's style as a running back?
I guess the best way to explain it is Jamal's style. You know, Jamal is fast. He's explosive. He has great vision. He does a great job of being patient. He can put his foot down and accelerate with the best of them. He's also obviously very valuable out in the backfield. Does a great job of catching screens. Does a great job on the perimeter, lining up as a receiver. I guess he's just multi-dimensional. You know what? I will say this. He's a great football player that happens to play the running back position.
We all love to see the big runs and touchdowns from Jamal. But what is it, as a coach, one aspect of Jamal's game that you're most proud of?
His professionalism. Comes to work every day. You know, he takes pride in studying, does a great job of taking notes. Those are the type of people that you want to work with, not just the players that you're going to see that have the success on the field, but knowing what makes him who he is. Those are the things, you know, that get you excited about working with a kid like that.
How does the running back group mesh and work together?
You know what? I got a good group. They're fun to work with. One guy that gets left out of the equation a lot is Anthony Sherman, who's our fullback. And, I mean, he's the hammerhead that makes it all happen.
It's our quarter. Let's go. Come on.
These guys, they get along well. They're all the professionals. They understand their job. They have a great deal of fun, and they challenge each other every day.
You're rolling, baby. Rolling.
Nile Davis, how did he progress through his rookie year?
You know what? He did a good job. He did a real good job. Obviously, I know coming in as a rookie, everybody wants that instant success. And obviously, he struggled some early on. But one thing now kept doing, he just kept working at it and kept working on it. Obviously, he's going to be that much better because now he knows the system. He's more comfortable in it. And now he knows what is expected of him. So we're expecting great things from him moving forward.
You've coached some great backs. Prior to last season, you were in Minnesota with Adrian Peterson. Where does Jamal rank with the running backs you've worked with?
You know what? He's up there, you know, and what makes him very unique is just what we talked about earlier. You know, not only can he run it, but he can catch it. And then on top of that, he does a great job of sitting in there and picking up blitzes. But they're two unique players, and obviously I've been very, very blessed to work with two great players.